No matter where you're at right now, no matter what time of year it is as you listen to this, as I'm recording it, it is the first days of July in 2010. It's been a hot summer so far, humid and oppressive, and it's an uncomfortable time. Summer's never been my favorite time of year, and I can't help but admit that it reminds me of a time 6-7 years ago when I went through the worst year of my life, and the summer of that year was the worst. It was awful. I'd started off that year by finally and at last putting into words something that had been lingering, hiding underneath the surface for over a decade. And I had no idea what I was unleashing. I had no idea how many dominoes those few words would tip over and how long they would fall. I had no idea how uncomfortable, how excruciating it would become. I'm talking about divorce. I'm talking about everything crumbles around you like a building imploding on itself in slow motion, and you can't run away fast enough to avoid getting crushed. You can't rescue anyone from what's falling down around you, and you can't breathe for the dust choking the air. But the name of this show is The Gospel of Thomas for a reason. Because I believe in gospel. I believe in good news. I believe that there is a song you can sing even as you go through the darkest valley. I believe that when you are at the lowest rings of the pit, that Virgil has his hand on your shoulder. I believe that there is a light that can ward off the spider in its lair. The tomb is empty. Joy comes in the morning. And no matter how thin it gets, no matter how darkly it wanes, the moon will always wax once more, full and bright. And in our darkest, most corroded and tarnished times, we could still reach out to touch the purest silver in the sky. That's my gospel. Time I was talking about at the beginning of the show, I felt like I had the world's worst sunburn. Every move I made, every breeze that scraped across my skin was excruciating. And yet the piece I am going to read for you today came out of that time. It was an oasis from all of the anger and guilt and fear of that time. And it begins with, "On the bright side of the moon, I wake to your gentle kisses, lying close together, intertwined, on the flat round stone that is our bed. You nuzzle my neck, sending up a little plume of moon dust. We're covered in it, saturated. We've been here so long, our pale skin glitters. Eventually, we rise and dangle our legs over the edge of the stone, side by side, fingers intertwined, staring up together at the silent sky. We hardly even notice it anymore, the mottled blue sphere we once called home. We've been here so long. Then, another kiss or two, lips powdered with sparkling dust, and you rise, ready to work, kneeling to smooth out a broad stretch of sand, leveling it off with the side of your hand, tossing aside the pale stones and rocks, clearing a space, a canvas, a blank page. You tilt your head and squint at the smooth, pale space you have made, looking for something even I cannot see. You are still young, my love, so young, but your hair is gray with dust. We've been here so long. And for the thousandth time, I think, if I had a camera, I would capture her. I would fix that pose for all time, for eternity. I love you so, my sister, but I do not have a camera, and we do not need eternity. Not anymore. Not here. You kneel, one finger tracing a long curve across the sand, your first line. And I leave you to your work, making my way down to the shore. The wind blows down from the pale mountains that ring the crater, stirring the dust into rippling waves across the face of our broad and tranquil sea. I watch the ripples. I reach out, reach in, drawing out pale lunar fish for our dinner, one by one. They sparkle and flop, gasping on the dusty shore, starlight glittering on their oily scales. My catch complete, I sit for a while and look out at our dark and lovely world, and maybe I cry. I cry not for the lives we once had, not because I would change anything, not because I would return. No, I just cry. I don't know why. Maybe because it took us so long to make the trip, bringing with us only the things we could not bear to leave behind, bringing only each other, finding everything else we need here, on the bright side of the moon. After a while, I rise, my dusty cheeks streaked and pale, shrugging the fish over my shoulder back to where you put the finishing touches on your work. Where once there was only smooth sand, now crowds a menagerie, a pantheon, gods and monsters and heroes and maidens. You sit back looking over what you have made, reaching out to brush the sand with your fingertips, making gentle adjustments and corrections to the faces of our gods. I do not see them at first, but I know they are coming. They always do. They always have, ever since we first came here together. They come quietly, in groups of twos and threes, gliding over the soft sand on pale feet that never quite touch the ground. Gather at the edge of your work, circling around you, looking down on what you have made. Silent pale faces, unblinking eyes dark as the shadows between the stars. They stand silently and they wait, waiting for you to begin. They are so patient. Then, your head bowed, you draw a breath. They do not move, they do not lean in, they show no expression, and yet the moment fills. You stretch it out as long as possible, holding them there as long as you can bear it, and then you lift your head, and in that voice I love so much, you speak. Sing to me, my muse. And the old stories pour from you. Every day you give us a new one, etched in pale sand, brought to life by your words. Your words, I love them so much. The shared mythologies of a thousand years come to life once again, stories and songs transplanted here to our pale and dusty home long ago. The only thing we brought with us, besides our love. And even I cannot tell any longer. I cannot tell where the stories stop and our love begins. We have been here so long. We have become interchangeable with the gods. Your story finished, you lower your head, silent. Your pale audience drifts away, silent, moon-faced, no sign of comprehension or understanding or even appreciation on their faces, but still they return every day. They come back to hear more, always do, always have, ever since we first came here. Alone, we sit together, looking over the tapestry you have traced in the dust. It will be gone in the morning, erased by the gentle lunar winds. Your palm pressed against the back of my hand, our dusty fingers intertwined, you lay your head on my shoulder, I smell your skin sweet as the first time, powdered with moon dust and memory. And we look to the sky. A thousand stars are ours to wish on, but we do not need wishes anymore. Not here. Later, after our simple meal, moonfish and rainwater, we hold each other close, canopied by starlight and shadow, sleeping together, intertwined. On the bright side of the moon. That's our show for today. Thanks very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Coming up over the summer, we're going to have a lot of fun stuff on the way. Actually, there's a few scary things, a few funny things. Still got a play that I think we'll do a few scenes from once I can get some people in to help me with the reading. And if all goes well, you can plan on hearing a few excerpts from my new novel, Pantheon. It's not published yet. Hell, it's not even finished yet, but got some things I can read from that, and that might be fun. And don't forget, a full copy of the piece from today is available as a free download from iTunes or the RSS feed, or you can go to thegospelofthomasonline.com and download it there. While you're there, you can check out other episodes of the show or click on contact and drop me a line. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you. Until then, thanks very much for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I'll talk to you soon. The Gospel of Thomas is a work of fiction. All situations, events, and characters are nothing more or less than products of the author's imagination. We did, however, land on the moon in 1969, and don't bother trying to convince me otherwise. Any resemblance to persons or moon dwellers, living or dead, is unintentional. This production is copyright 2010, TM Camp. The opening music is Leather Tamale by Wes Meixner, and the closing music is Love is Enough by Adam Peterson. The Gospel of Thomas is produced and distributed by our own press. Despite this, please submit all inquiries, professional or otherwise, to the author via tmc@tmcamp.com. He's the one to blame. This program is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. All other rights reserved. Visit us online at www.thegospelofthomasonline.com.